All right, Mr. Adams, to begin with, tell us a bit about the exhibition, Ansel Adams Western Exposure.
This exhibition was curated by my wife, Jean Falk Adams, who's here with us. And this is something very special. This exhibit is not the typical Ansel Adams exhibit. This is much more. It's taken from our collection of photographs, which are varied and as early as 1919 up to the last photographs that Ansel was doing probably in the late 70s. So it covers a wide range. It's unique in that there's a personal sort of aspect to it, and it's more than just Ansel Adams' iconic images. It has personal images from his lifetime and of Ansel and by Ansel. And we're trying to show a wider view, a bigger picture of Ansel Adams and his interest in photography, the environment, his life in a different aspect than you would normally see in an Ansel Adams exhibit.
Okay. So in a way, really, we have a look also at Ansel Adams, the man, and not just his art.
Correct. You'll see a lot of pictures of Ansel in his younger years when he was in the Sierra and in doing various things. But the most important thing is his connections with people throughout his lifetime. And the captions sort of grab this. And the story is much more than just Ansel Adams taking a picture, but the connections of the people he was involved with, the people he knew, the people he loved to travel with. So I, you know, it's just a wider exhibit than you would normally see with Ansel Adams.
And I guess we need to point out that the Art Museum of South Texas in Corpus Christi is the only Texas venue for this exhibition.
Yes, it is, and the museum itself is a delightful place. And one of the things that has come up is that the views out to Corpus Christi Bay are being taken advantage of with Ansel Adams photographs that include water, primarily the West Coast. But it's a way of using the museum and this and its wonderful aspect there on the bay and the views. So it's a double whammy. It's really enjoyable.
And I understand that a number of these photos have never been seen before by the public, really. How difficult was it going through all the material to pick these things out?
Well, there are a few that are not the common popular Ansel Adams images that we've had from our personal collection. My wife had the opportunity to go through what we own and look for these unique images. And it's been fun to do it because there's a lot of family involvement and just the fun of looking at this whole career of Ansel's photographs, which we are fortunate to have.
Of course, you're in town also. You're part of this. Tell us about some of the activities surrounding the opening of this this exhibition.
Well, beside this interview today, there's a luncheon later today, and then tonight or this afternoon, my wife is giving sort of a walkthrough for the members. This is the members' opening tonight. So it'll be a special event for members of the museum. And then tomorrow, there will be a cocktail party and a cheese and wine starting at six, I'm sorry, followed by my talk at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And I'll be talking about Ansel in not necessarily the typical Ansel Adams presentation.
Okay. What does it mean to you personally to be involved in something like this?
Well, this is fun for me. I'm retired. I've enjoyed his work over the years. I enjoyed going out with him on some of his photographic forays in the past. And I'm very proud of him and proud of the work he's done. And I'm very happy to be a part of sharing this with the public.
Well, we're honored to have you as well. We've been visiting with Michael Adams, the son of Ansel Adams, about the exhibition opening at the Art Museum of South Texas entitled Ansel Adams Western Exposure. Thank you so very much for being with us.
You're very welcome.